about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
You know, I don't get it. Walmart is back in the news again. I guess this time, a South Carolina man starts stabbing his wife inside a Greenville County Walmart. This just happened a few days ago. Apparently, she worked at the Wood Forest Bank inside the Walmart. They got into a fight. Husband starts stabbing her. And she dies. She actually dies. Now, it looks like one of the customers that was in the area grabs a chair and starts hitting him and tries to stop him. But unfortunately, it was too late. But, I mean, what is going on with this and Walmart being in the news? I mean, I should just one day just Google Walmart news. It just, there's always something going on. Right? Last week, somebody was making meth, whole pepper spray incident. Crazy, crazy stuff. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. Sassy and stimulating medical talk radio. Looks like we got a blood test that may be on the horizon that could spot Alzheimer's 5 years before it kicks in. We're going to talk about that. We're going to be talking about kids. Again, taking synthetic marijuana that is on the rise. The synthetic marijuana can still kill. All right, there's more ER admissions. Kids are getting sick. We're going to talk about that. Also, some, you know, we're coming up on the New Year's. Some of us have got to quit smoking, okay? You know, we do our New Year's resolutions every year, and most people don't like New Year's resolutions. I hate it. When I hear people talk about their New Year's resolutions, I hate it because I'm like, oh, gosh, I don't have a New Year's resolution. I got to come up with something I got to do. Oh, man, I get grumpy, really grumpy with New Year's resolutions. But we got some tips to quitting smoking. All right, and, of course, I got my hiccups today. So you are joined me by my guest, Mr. Hiccup. Please call in at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. You could call us anytime you want, even if we're off air. You could call us on our message line, and we'll play your question a day or two later on the show. Please, of course, email us at drdahlia.com if you want a private message back. I mean, not private like sexy. I'm talking about, you know, a private answer because you're all embarrassed about calling the show. Of course, you can follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and Facebook. All right. This is kind of interesting. A teenage girl was charged with hiring a man to beat her in an effort to induce a miscarriage. Okay? Apparently, the case was dismissed. The man that beat her, that she hired to beat her, he faces 5 years jail, but she got off. Okay, in a ruling issued on Tuesday, justices said a state judge had incorrectly interpreted state law when deciding the 17-year-old girl cannot be held criminally liable for essentially seeking an abortion through the beating. Justices said a solicited assault cannot be considered a legal procedure under state laws that define abortion. Okay, this happened, of course, in Utah. All right, the Uinta County case prompted Utah legislature to pass a law last year that bans abortions that are not performed by a doctor through a medical procedure. Court records show the pregnant girl paid a man $150 to beat her in hopes of prompting a miscarriage after her boyfriend threatened a breakup if she didn't get rid of the child. Records show the man attacked her, leaving bruises on her stomach and a bite mark on her neck. What? The baby survived the beating. She gave birth, and the baby was adopted. The girl pleaded to no contest, June of 2009, to a second-degree felony count of criminal solicitation to commit murder, but the charge was dismissed by juvenile court Judge Larry Steele, who ruled she was seeking an abortion and was not criminally liable. All right. During the hearing before the High Court in April, Assistant Utah Attorney General Chris Villard argued that when lawmakers exempted women from criminal prosecution for murder when seeking an abortion, they envisioned women would seek abortions in a safe, humane manner through typical medical procedures, not this. Now, the man charged in the beating, Aaron Harrison, pleaded guilty to second-degree felony, attempted murder, and was sentenced to 5 years in prison. So he's going to jail and she's not. All right. So now this is going to the Utah Supreme Court. All right, this crazy. And the poor fetus, what the fetus endured with the beating. Where did the bite of the neck come in? Really? Bite of the neck? She hires him to hit the, I don't know. You find that crazy that somebody would do that. Well, I guess for $150, these people must be desperate. All right, now, you know, more and more we're hearing stories of toddlers you know, with accidental overdose. This isn't really anything new. It just, it seems to be on the rise because a lot of medicines and over-the-counter type of supplements are being bought, and kids are going into those. You know, kids can overdose on children's vitamins. We forget. So you may have your prescriptions all hidden, but the kids could be going into your St. John's wort, or they could be going into your Sudafed. And, you know, we actually talked about even your pets. You know, if you drop a Tylenol on the ground and your dog decides to eat that, that could be toxic to his liver. So I think we need to really increase awareness with what we're doing with our over-the-counter medications and supplements, because more and more our kids and our pets are going into this. And you know, I make the same mistake. My decongestant, my Excedrin, migraine, and, you know, my birth control lays on the counter. You know, luckily my kids are old enough, but I don't think they're going to put my birth control in their mouth. Right? That'd be kind of disgusting, especially if it's a NuvaRing. But anyway, you get lazy. It's very easy to get lazy. So anyway, a study came out kind of warning us that more and more of these cases, apparently one of every 152-year-olds visits an emergency room for accidental medication overdose. Vitamin, medicines, like I said, decongestants, et cetera. So they need to be high. They need to be locked up. Sometimes a medicine cabinet isn't good enough because kids have the step to get to the sink. They could climb on the toilet. And, you know, a lot of these prescription bottles now are easier to open. You know how a lot of us have arthritis and we have trouble opening up the prescription bottles? So they make them easier. Remember a few months ago, a family gave their baby a prescription as a rattle. The kid was making noise, so they put the baby in the crib, gave the prescription as a rattle. So you think there's a safety lock. You think there's a safety seal on it, right? Or it's childproof. Well, it wasn't, because the kid swallowed all the pills and died. Scary stuff. So just be aware, all right? You know, I don't want to ring the subject too much. Just be aware. All right, guys, when we come back, more on the Dr. Dolly Show. Please don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Discover a natural way to experience cleaner, healthier indoor air without expensive filters and high-priced machines. Discover what healthcare professionals have known for decades. Salt ionizes and purifies indoor air. That's why you need to visit SilverSkyImports.com. SilverSkyImports.com offers a wide assortment of Himalayan crystal salt lamps, handcrafted from salt crystals that are millions of years old, contain healthy ions that eliminate odor, reduce bacteria, and can even help allergy and asthma sufferers, which means you and your family will breathe better, sleep sounder, and have more energy. These salt lamps are available in stunning, natural colors and shapes to accent any home or office, are environmentally friendly, and best of all, they're affordable. And don't forget, SilverSkyImports.com also carries gourmet and bath salts. Order today at SilverSkyImports.com or call 800-494-1369. That's 800-494-1369. Breathe easier, feel better, live healthier at SilverSkyImports.com.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
Solar power.
Solar power.
Hand crank power.
Hand crank power.
Radio power.
Radio power.
The goods you want, the good deals you need to power up your survival are at 21stCenturyGoods.com. In our solar department, you'll find solar generator kits, solar lanterns, flashlights, radios, and solar cell phone and laptop chargers. 21stCenturyGoods.com is your hand crank headquarters for everything from generators to flashlights to emergency, weather, and shortwave radios by Grundig and Kato. Big brand names and big deals. Like this. Get a free solar flashlight with every order over $75. But hurry, offer ends soon. Go to 21stCenturyGoods.com, spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, CenturyGoods.com. That's 21stCenturyGoods.com, or call 866-999-8422. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Power up your survival.
The perfect water for drinking, bathing, and cleaning. Right at your fingertips? Yes, you can now have the most powerful water ionizer on the market for less than half the price of competitors. The Genesis Platinum Water Ionizer from GibsonsHealth.com creates the perfect drinking water of 9.5 pH, automatically cleans every time you use it, and even tells you when to change filters. Other 7-plate water ionizers are priced at $2,000 or even $3,000. But the Genesis Platinum is only $16.95. Get yours today at GibsonsHealth.com. Under Nutritionals, be sure to click on Essential Oils for aromatic liquids extracted from a broad range of flowers, stems, seeds, and bark. And to really balance your body, click on Go Green, the most complete green drink available, necessary for survival. All this and more are found at GibsonsHealth.com. Call 800-388-6844. That's 800-388-6844 or GibsonsHealth.com. Healthful living since 1974.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients. Aids in controlling yeast infections. Is never freeze-dried. And uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com. Spelled TerraGanix.com. Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, so we got some interesting statistics here for people that quit smoking. And I look, you know, I know this must drive you crazy. I hate bringing up smoking on the show because I know those of you that smoke, if you could quit, you would. Although I have some ladies that go, I don't want to quit because I'll gain weight. But for most of you, you're probably tired of hearing it, and you're tired of the cigarette labels and the, you know, the posters and all that. But this is a medical show. I got to bring it up. But these are some interesting statistics, okay? According to the U.S. Surgeon General, they say 20 minutes after quitting, heart rate and blood pressure drop. Okay, that makes sense because of the nicotine. Nicotine stimulates your heart rate and blood pressure. So 20 minutes after quitting, heart rate, blood pressure drop. 12 hours after quitting, they say the carbon monoxide level in the person's blood drops to normal. Now, remember, carbon monoxide competes with oxygen. And so that's why, you know, people that are, you know, are smokers obviously are more hypoxic, less healthy, more attuned to getting infections, more vulnerable to cancer, etc., because they don't get the oxygen. So within 12 hours, all right, your carbon monoxide level drops and back to normal, which means more oxygenation. 2 weeks to 3 months after quitting, your circulation improves and your lung function increases. 1 to 9 months after quitting, coughing and shortness of breath decrease. Cilia are those little kind of hair-like, worm-like structures that line your lungs that kind of propel particles and toxins and carcinogens out. They start to regain normal function in the lungs, increasing the ability to handle mucus, clean the lungs, and reduce risk of infection. Actually, nicotine paralyzes the cilia. So one, those that live in polluted areas and are exposed to carcinogens, not only is it the smoking and the tobacco, but the fact that you lose your cilia, your defense mechanism ability, prevents, allows carcinogens to come down and settle as well. So it's like a double whammy. They say 1 year after quitting, the excess risk of coronary heart disease is half that of a continued smoker's. So you're still at risk for coronary heart disease, but you cut it in half at a year. 5 years after quitting, risk of cancer of the mouth, throat, esophagus, and bladder are cut in half. Cervical cancer falls to that of a non-smoker. Stroke risk can fall to that of a non-smoker after 2 to 5 years. 10 years after quitting, the risk of dying from lung cancer is about half that of a person who is still smoking, and the risk of cancer of the larynx and pancreas decreases. And they say 15 years after quitting, the risk of coronary heart disease is that of a non-smoker. So you get a second chance. You get a second chance. It's hard, though. I know it's hard. So there's supposed to be, a couple options. One is there's medications, right? You know, we've talked about Chantix. We've talked about Wellbutrin, that, you know, it was an antidepressant medicine that kind of decreases cravings. We've talked about, let me see what else from a medicinal standpoint. Nicotine patches, nicotine gum, but I don't like those. I don't like the nicotine patches, gum, nicotine inhalers, because they, they still give you nicotine. You know, you're addicted to nicotine, that's why you want to smoke. So, I probably prefer the Wellbutrin or the Chantix over those. But, also there's hypnotherapy, et cetera. There's also the 1-800-LUNG-USA. There's various different websites that help smokers quit. There's www.lung.org/stopsmoking or 1-800-LUNG-USA has suggestions. Of course, you got to pick a quit date. My suggestion, if you're ever going to go on a smoking cessation regimen where I would recommend you cut back before you start. You know, I mean, starting at 2 packs a day is going to be tough. But if you can get yourself down to 1 pack a day, then it's going to be easier. And hopefully you'll be more successful with these smoking regimens. But, you know, still, get some exercise every day. Walking is great. Exercise definitely helps. Also, it combats the weight gain. Many of you are going to be nervous. You're going to want to eat. You're going to have cravings. And you are going to eat. You are going to gain weight. Plus, keep in mind, a lot of times people that smoke, the nicotine, you know, it causes a little bit of increase in your metabolism, so you're going to lose that. You're going to gain weight. But listen, you could lose that weight. You'll gain it quickly, but you'll be able to lose it quickly. You got to keep exercising. You got to watch what you put in your mouth. Of course, balanced diet. Excuse me. You got to drink lots of water. Got to get plenty of sleep. But, excuse me. No, I don't smoke. I just have a cough. The big thing is you need family members to help you. The problem I have, like yesterday, I saw one of my patients, I got to get her off smoking. She's getting high blood pressure. She's starting to get some signs of COPD, but her husband's a heavy smoker. She's like, the cravings. I can't deal with the cravings. And, how do I quit without my husband? You got to get the whole family involved. You have to. Your friends, too. If your friends smoke, you got to get new friends. You got to tell their friends, don't smoke around me. I'm trying to quit. Don't smell a smoke. Take a shower. You have to. Okay? Let me see. Oh, yeah, when you feel like smoking, make sure they take a walk. You know, kind of use them as a sponsor. AA for Alcoholics Anonymous is brilliant. The whole idea of having a sponsor, when you get a craving, you call your sponsor. The sponsor either comes over or gets your mind off of it. Just brilliant idea. And even though I think there's Nicotine Anonymous, I believe there is. I know there's Narcotics Anonymous, but Nicotine Anonymous, our Smokers Anonymous, I think there's something out there. But if you don't have one in your city, yeah, make your friends do that. Go, look, when I'm craving, you got to do something. You got to either say this, you got to take me out to the movies, you got to, you know, smack me upside the head, do something. And then there's also a stop smoking program called Freedom from Smoking from the American Lung Association. They're out there to help. So, you know, you don't have to be alone. This is one of the biggest movements out there, and it will continue to be. You know, everybody wants people to quit smoking. So there's a lot more help out there than people realize. And, you know, just look for it, okay? And if you have trouble, go to the American Lung Association, because they always have information there. All right. We were talking about in the first hour, holiday decorating injuries are up. 13,000 people last year were treated in the emergency room for holiday decorating injuries, up from 10,000. People are falling from ladders, cutting broke, you know, they get cuts from broken glass ornaments, fires. They say Christmas trees, can erupt into flames in a matter of seconds. Christmas trees were blamed for about 4 deaths each year and $18 million in property damage between 2006 and 2008. They say a well-watered tree, carefully placed candles, carefully checked holiday light sets will prevent an emergency room trip. All right, so fresh green tree when buying a live one. Needles that are hard to pull from the branches. You don't want a tree that's dying. You don't want one of those little Charlie Brown Christmas trees. When buying an artificial tree, it's got to be fire resistant. All right, only buy lights that have been tested for safety. Right, national recognized testing laboratory like the UL. Check the lights to make sure there's no broken or cracked sockets. You know how you check eggs? You know how you open up the egg carton and you check if the eggs are cracked? Well, do that with the lights. Why not? Do not burn wrapping paper in the fireplace. It could cause a flash fire. I know what y'all do. You open up your presents, right? And then you throw the wrapping paper and watch it burn. But remember, there's kind of like a little cellophane. There's some component to it, and it will just, it could flash. And if your tree's around there, it could light. Or your kids. Let me see. Home fires, blah, 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 blah. Heat source, excuse me, too close. All right, be careful. For those of us that celebrate Hanukkah, you don't want to slip on any greasy latkes and fall on the lit menorah. Yeah, see, with us, you know, you got 8 candles plus the shamash, you got 9 candles. And, you know, with young kids, oh, my gosh, they're fighting over who gets the light, and the menorah starts to wobble. And we're supposed to put the menorah in the window. That never made sense because you have curtains. So if you have curtains and you have a lit, and it has to be real fire. My mom, we didn't use a real fire. We had one of those ones where it was electric and you had to screw on the light bulb. It wasn't that much fun, but we had to do that because she thought it would light the place on fire. But, you know, that's just us. Don't ask. All right. So, guys, be careful this Christmas season. You know, another story that came out today was walking while drunk can be as dangerous as driving while drunk. People are walking. They're like, huh? They fall over, and pedestrian deaths are higher, obviously, with people who are drunk. My big issue is the whole, remember we talked about frostbite and hypothermia when you drink? I mean, we got Christmas and we got New Year's coming up, and people are going to be dancing around outside. I don't want you to drive, but keep in mind, okay, cars are not going to be expecting drunks. They should. If you're driving, expect drunks. Remember we talked about with Halloween, expect kids to be running around the street. This is the one holiday, Halloween, where kids get run over. Well, a child in town was killed just a month or two ago because a driver was, for some reason, not expecting that a kid was going to be in the street. You know, I mean, you have to assume the other person doesn't know what they're doing, and then you're ready. And so, yes, there's going to be drunks, you know, coming out into the street. So just be careful. Drunk walking can be just as dangerous. I know it. All right. When we come back, we're going to be talking about some more medical news, some more earth-shattering news. I want to talk about this Alzheimer's test that's coming up. Also, looks like cholesterol medicine may protect you against the flu. Don't know why, but that's kind of a cool study. A lot of cool stuff coming up. Please don't go away. 1-877-DR-DALLY.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
As we age, we lose both strength and muscle mass. Undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows is nature's most powerful food to gain back lost muscle. Virtually all whey protein powders or drinks have been damaged during processing or are high in sugar. This damaged whey causes a significant loss in the ability of the body to build new muscle proteins. The high sugar content will stop all the benefits of your growth hormone from causing muscle repair. By giving your body easily absorbed, undamaged whey, free of added sugar, you may be able to gain back lost muscle and strength. One World Whey is truly undamaged whey protein powder free of added sugar. Both young and elderly are reporting increases in muscle strength and size without any additional exercise. Go to oneworldwhey.com, that's oneworldwhey.com, to read or hear some impressive testimonies to this effect. Or call 888-988-3325, that's
888-988-3325. Of course I do. All right, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show, Sassy and Stimulating Medical Talk Radio. For those of you listening, you are probably listening to us 6 to 9 Pacific Time live or 9 to midnight Eastern on GCNLive.com, Genesis Communications Network. And thank you all for listening. And a big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Donovan for working the dials tonight. You can reach us at 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Reach us by email at drdahlia.com. Please, of course, follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and Facebook. Okay, so possibly a simple blood test to spot Alzheimer's 5 years before it kicks in is being developed. Okay, what had happened is scientists had looked at, I'm looking at this right now, 226 men and women and their blood, analyzed their blood in their late 60s and 70s, and then tracked their health for an average of 5 years. At the start of the study, 37 had already been diagnosed with Alzheimer's. Of the others, 46 had no memory problems, but 143 were suffering from forgetfulness, so maybe pre-Alzheimer's. So they had Alzheimer's, no Alzheimer's, and pre-Alzheimer's, possibly. By the end of the study, 52 of that pre-Alzheimer's group, 143, had also been diagnosed with Alzheimer's. Okay, so then you had pre-Alzheimer's, just forgetfulness, no Alzheimer's, and Alzheimer's. Comparing their blood samples with samples from those who were still merely forgetful revealed clear differences in the concentration of three metabolites or chemicals produced in the body. Now, if they're able to detect these, they think, this is how they do studies. You know, you take a healthy person, then you take the quote-unquote non-healthy person, whether it's Alzheimer's, et cetera. And if there's something in the body that rises, then they extrapolate and go, okay, well, then maybe this is what the Alzheimer's patient has. So now they have to reproduce it. They have to now look at Alzheimer's patients, compare them again to healthy, and see if they have it again. But it's got to be, you know, it's got to be more than 99% on the money. You can't just have, okay, well, 60% of people may have this or not. Then the study isn't worth as much. But if they can, per a blood test, find that people on their way to Alzheimer's, before they become Alzheimer's, are already having the rise in these metabolites, and maybe we could start instituting therapy before. Now, we've been talking about Alzheimer's on this show ever since the show was born. And, it, you know, we still haven't found a cure. It's pretty frustrating, very frustrating, because a lot of us are starting to get older, or having memory issues, or family has memory issues, and Alzheimer's scares the hell out of us. So, you know, have they made any decent advancements? I have to admit, with all the studies and stories that have come up, and I've been, you know, pretty impressed with a lot of research. The one thing that has really impressed me is one article came out saying they had found that the amyloid buildup that many Alzheimer's patients get in the brain comes from the liver. The liver produces this amyloid. So if they could block the production of the amyloid in the liver, then maybe it won't go to the brain. And they did that with rats. They blocked the amyloid production of the liver in rats, so the rats didn't get the deposition. I'm like, well, that's brilliant. There you go. But then we haven't heard anything since. Well, you know, maybe it's because, well, you can't just block the amyloid because body needs amyloid. But, you know, maybe they can't do the specific ones, the specific proteins that block, you know, deposit in the brain. And, you know, so it's frustrating because I'm like, oh, you guys are close. You guys are close. That was probably one of the most impressive advancements I saw with the whole Alzheimer's, you know, research, but then nothing else. Nothing else yet. So, you know, it's tough because you guys listen to these studies and they say, oh, this is exciting. Oh, this is exciting. Like with cancer, we talked about in the previous hour, one is a gene therapy advancement they came out with where they think they could shut the gene off of these tumor cells that start going chaotic versus one is a vaccine when cancer cells become cancerous or cells become cancerous. They produce a protein outer exterior. So you could come up with a vaccine to teach your body to prime your body and identify a cell that has this exterior and then fight it. You know, really cool. Two very cool advancements in the news today with cancer. Again, we still don't have a cure. You know, and you guys listen to this. You're like, all right, that's what I talked about this. That's what I talked about this. But I kind of, you know, I kind of feel bad because we still don't have a cure. I mean, yeah, I'm telling you about some of the latest and the greatest, and that's what my job is. But I'd rather say, all right, you know, this is turning into something. All we have right now are scientists studying and, you know, turning their wheels, and I'm sure somebody's going to figure out something. But, you know, my job is just to kind of let you know as it's coming, you know, what's coming around the bend. And, you know, we just keep praying and hoping they come up with something. But if you're ever frustrated going, look, I'm tired of hearing these studies saying they're close. I am, too. It just, my job is to kind of let you guys know what's coming around the bend and where they're going. Because, you know, a lot of your taxpaying dollars are going to this. A lot of your pharmaceutical dollars are going to this. You know, when you're spending money on a brand name, some of that money is going to research. This is going into somebody's pockets, but it's going to research. And some of these companies are researching these. You know, in the news today, they were talking about this saliva gel, this gel for sexual enhancement of women, because Viagra didn't work for females, and this testosterone gel didn't seem to work. So they came up with this saliva gel, one company, and they lost a lot of money in their shares on the stock market today because placebo worked practically as well as a drug. Now, placebo increased women's sex drive. Placebo is a dummy pill. You know, you give when you do these studies, you give people the actual medication, then you give other people the dummy pill, and they don't know. They don't know if they're getting the medication or the dummy pill. And then you interview them and you test them. And so everybody thinks they're getting the medication, right? I mean, you let them think they're all getting the medication, because if you give somebody the dummy pill, then mentally they could say it's not working. So you let everybody think they're getting the medication, and then you test them. Well, the people that really didn't get the medication thought they did it just as good as the ones that got the medication. So what that means, medication is probably worthless. But then you're looking at placebo, I'm like, well, damn, if placebo helped, bottle up some placebo and sell it. You know? But that's the problem. Like the FDA is going after growth hormone. We talked about that. You know how you have growth hormone with the hormones, and it's, I think, I don't know, you go to the doctor and you spend $1,000. I don't know what they're charging now. Well, over-the-counter, there's these over-the-counter growth hormone-like supplements being sold now. All right? So people are buying them up because you can get them for $20, $25. Well, the FDA is trying to crack down on them, saying, wait a second, guys. Wait a second. No, this doesn't fly. Okay, this is not FDA approved. It's not real HCG. Not going to fly, no. So I think the reason why they're being sold over the counter is we are noticing placebo really work. I've tried a couple of these things over the counter. I haven't tried the HCG thing, but there was one where it was like a tea extract, and yeah, it kept my appetite down. Placebo is very powerful, but you're not allowed to sell something that's placebo and say it's going to work. You have to say it's placebo, and then if you do that, it may not work. You see what I mean? So it drives you crazy. You could really go crazy with this kind of stuff. But, so we'll see where we're going. All right, now something that isn't placebo that's really cool is a study came out today saying those that take cholesterol medication actually have some protection against the flu. They looked at 3,000 patients who were hospitalized during 2007 and 2008. 33% of patients were on statin medications, given statin cholesterol medications like their Lipitor, Crestor, Pravacol, Lovastatin, etc. And the rest were given antiviral medications. And they found patients who weren't treated with the cholesterol medication were twice as likely to die. Now, what's in the cholesterol medicine that's protecting people against the flu? We don't know. Unless people that take cholesterol medication are healthier people. Maybe they eat healthier. Maybe they go to the doctor more often. We don't know. Now, of course, one researcher is like, well, maybe we should be giving people cholesterol medication when they have the flu. I don't know. You know, no, I don't think we're there yet. I don't think we're that close yet. But it's kind of interesting when, you know, it's amazing when you find this kind of coincidence here. You're like, okay, wait a second. I mean, unless they designed the study, you know, you have the flu, you're in the hospital, we're just going to give you cholesterol medication. I doubt they did that because I don't think a lot of participants would offer. What I think is they noticed many of these people were already on the cholesterol medication. And these types of people were already regularly going to the doctor, being diligent, etc. So kind of interesting stuff around the bend. That would be cool if, you know, you pop a cholesterol pill, which would be cheaper than an antiviral. Well, who knows? All right, guys, when we come back, more Dr. Dahlia. Please don't go away, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with 4 of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Long-range patrol ration entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug-out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the Freeze Dry Guy is offering a limited time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts. discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. Your source for survival food in an uncertain world.
Burglars love easy targets, like a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television, so from outside it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, comes with AC adapter, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and give one or more for Christmas. Now through Christmas, get free standard shipping on any quantity Fake TV purchase. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Has the United States been discovered in the Bible?
Where does Islam fit in Bible prophecy?
Is the new world order world government?
These and other crucial end time questions are answered in the new DVD package, Understanding the End Time, from End Time Ministries. Jesus Christ said, "I tell you these things before they come to pass, so that when they do come to pass, you might believe." After you watch this 14-lesson DVD series, Understanding the End Time, you'll know more about Bible prophecy than the average seminary graduate. This DVD package normally sells for $280. But now is only $199. Order Understanding the End Time DVD package at endtime.com today for only $199 or call 1-800-END-TIME. That's 1-800-363-8463. 1-800-363-8463 or endtime.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is disgusting. I hate to tell you guys these stories, but these are the stories that come up. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. A couple who claims they are animal rescuers, all right, are accused of killing a puppy and feeding it to their other dogs. North Carolina couple Kevin Deers and Gina Alfaro were jailed for suspected animal abuse charges after police made this horrifying discovery. Apparently, I believe it was a Maltese dog, organs removed, fed to other dogs on the property. I don't know what the hell they were thinking. They found the body parts. I don't even want to talk about this. Just absolutely disgusting. Some of these people just absolutely stupid. Speaking of stupid, there's a fraternity who has been suspended, a university fraternity, the whole fraternity and the University of Vermont, that allegedly gave a quiz to its members asking, "If I could rape somebody, who would it be?" Now, this is Fraternity Sigma Pi Epsilon. They said they have been in trouble before. In 1993, they had asked, you know, what would you do with a stripper? But this time, now they said, if you could rape somebody, who would it be? And I'm surprised people were answering this. They want the fraternity closed down. I don't know if it's going to happen. But just real stupid type fraternities, I don't know. I like the fraternities that do good, really good guys. You know, I had a lot of friends in fraternities, and yeah, I know a lot of them are horny sex hounds, but come on, you know, you really don't want to perpetuate any of the violent type sex stuff. Speaking about violence, this is crazy, all right? There was an anger management class that some teenagers were taking in Seattle. And the instructor put a Dr. Phil DVD in there to help students control their emotions. So a 19-year-old student, Fariba Maradiaga, thought it was a stupid idea. So I guess a teacher, another student was there. When another student told this Maradiaga, just give Dr. Phil a chance, come on, you know, quit having an issue, the girl turns around and starts stabbing her with a paring knife. Stabs her 3 times. Teacher takes the girl out of the room while the other girl is bleeding. Has to call 911. So I guess anger management courses, what I think you need to do is maybe have a metal detector. Honestly, I'm for metal detectors being, you know, in schools, period. But this looks like an anger management class. So I'm not really too sure if you know, that would be during school days or not. I'm not sure. I don't know. All right. In terms of teen news, it looks like alcohol is down, smoking is down, but pot is up. So pot, I mean, it's never really gone away, but more and more students are smoking pot, and more students are smoking synthetic pot. All right. Apparently states want to, have the synthetic marijuana banned. We already have 40 states that ban, but looks like Washington, Oregon, Nevada, New York still do not have bans on K2 or Spice, which is the synthetic drugs. They found that 11.4% of high school seniors have used synthetic substances, often packed as potpourri or herbal incense, and sold in convenience stores, which mimic the effects of marijuana. All right? Apparently, Representative Tom Latham, Republican of Iowa, wants a national ban. They co-sponsored a bill to outlaw 16 synthetic compounds that mimic marijuana and 15 synthetic hallucinogens after an Indianola teen shot himself after taking K2 in July 2010. Remember that? A kid got high on the synthetic marijuana and then he shot himself. Apparently, the bill did pass last week in the House. Now, hopefully, will be sponsored by Senator Chuck Grassley, Republican of Iowa, in the Senate. They're hoping that the Senate will pass that. It's crazy. Poison control centers have handled 5,700 calls about the drugs in the first 10 months of 2011, nearly double than last year, according to the American Association of Poison Control Centers. And, you know, when kids take these drugs, they do get euphoria, but they can also get convulsions, anxiety attacks, heart rates could go up to dangerous levels, suicidal thoughts. Remember, somebody committed suicide also? Somebody committed suicide this year also on this medication. Now, marijuana, in this study, they said marijuana has been on a decline. However, it is on a rise compared to tobacco and compared to alcohol. What are these kids doing? You know, we had a caller the previous hour said these kids have to be busy. You know, he grew up on a farm. He had to work on the farm. If he, you know, messed up curfew, you know, violated curfew, he had to get up earlier the next day to work on the farm. You know, I mean, I don't understand this. We also talked about how a school, back east, is going to have this new belt policy where they're just going to hand belts out to kids because apparently the suspension and going to the principal's office isn't working. Yeah, kids that go to school, they don't care. They don't even pull up their pants anymore. They don't know how to dress. They don't know how to feed themselves. They don't want to go to bed and sleep. They're playing video games. We're not teaching our kids to be ready for the outside world. All right. Well, let's see. What are we teaching our medical students? So this study I don't like. Researchers say medical students need hand-holding on hand-washing. Really? A new study finds 2 out of 3 medical students don't know when to clean their hands. Researchers, really? Oh, this is stupid. Researchers gave 7 scenarios to 85 third-year medical students at Hanover Medical School in Germany and asked them to identify which of the situations required hand hygiene. Only 33% of the students correctly identified the 5 scenarios that required hand hygiene. Before contact with the patient, before preparation of IV fluids, after removal of gloves, after contact with the patient's bed, and after contact with vomit. Only a third? Only 21% of the students correctly identified the 5 correct and 2 incorrect situations. The researchers also found that the medical students expected their own hand hygiene would be better than nurses, even though studies show the nursing students have a higher rate of hand hygiene compliance than medical students. They say there is no doubt we need to improve the overall attitude towards use of alcohol-based hand rub in hospitals. To achieve this goal, the adequate behavior of so-called role models is of particular importance. Okay, here's the thing, all right? I don't know about Germany, but in America, we wash our hands, okay? We do. We do. I have medical students all the time. They wash their hands just as much as I do. Even if they don't even touch a patient, they wash their hands. In fact, how I was trained, because, you know, it's very expensive to have sinks in the room, so your sinks are outside the rooms. I walk into the patient room drying my washed hands so they could see I just washed my hands. All right? And you're supposed to be washing your hands for a good 5 minutes, backwards, forwards, under the nails, etc. We know how to wash our hands. You know, and now I probably, you know, have seen some people, they'll take off their gloves and think the gloves protected them. But no. You have to wash your hands after you take off your gloves. You have to wash your hands after you deal with vomit. Really, people? All I know is the American students, especially the ones that go through my clinic, the ones that I train, they wash their hands. But the only thing is, people, be careful with these alcohol rubs. Number one is in the winter when we get eczema, we get hand dry, and the alcohol rubs can really dry your hands. Those of you with eczema, hand eczema, sometimes these alcohol-based antimicrobials could be an issue. So you got to be careful with that because they're a drying agent. But what I'm really concerned about, I'm concerned about two things. One is they can make superbugs. You know, we are alcohol wiping everything now that bugs that don't die are going to, you know, brush themselves off, go, okay, well, that was nothing, and make progeny that are resistant to these alcohol wipes. So we may be over-alcoholing things. But I understand in hospital settings you have to, MRSA, et cetera. But, you know, my other concern is I see my kids. You know, their hands will be muddy, or they'll be dirty, and they'll go and do squirt of the alcohol wipe, rub it, and be done. And, no, you still have the mud and the dirt on your hands. All right? There is nothing better out there than washing your hands. Even though these alcohol sterilizers are out there, you need to wash the stuff off. Okay? What I do is I put the alcohol on and then I wash my hands. So the dead stuff is still off my hands. Because keep in mind, if the bacteria or the viruses or the germicides are resistant to the antimicrobial squirt, then they're still going to be alive on your hands. So I do the squirt, then I go to the sink, and then I wash my hands off. Yeah, and I know some of you are probably thinking this is patronizing, but no, a lot of us forget. I do. I used to just use the sanitizer in between. No, that's not good enough. Wash your hands. Use the soap and water, especially the kids. Now, I also kind of I like those antimicrobial soaps. That's kind of a two-in-one. Yeah, but again, when you have dried hands, it could be an issue. All right, guys, great show tonight. If you have any questions and I'm off the air, please call in 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Can't wait to talk to you. You all be safe.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.